Okay, everybody. Today is Wednesday, July 20th, 2011. And we'll have call-ins today. We're on line three for call-ins. And if you wish to type in a question on the fast chat, we can do that. And also, we have our Q&A coming up this coming Friday. And that's after our program on Station 2. And that will be Station 2 starts at 7, same time as this program. And it ends at 8. Then we'll have our Q&A on a conference line, which you can call in using your telephone. And that lasts for about an hour. I don't like it to go much over that because we have to honor the people who are back east. And it's gets to be late. It's after midnight then. And those same people wish to go up on the light ship on Saturday night, then they have two midnight events happening for two nights in a row. So that can be a little rough if you're used to getting up early. So that's why I like to keep it short, like an hour. So let's do an emotional clearing for everybody. If you have a problem that happened during this week, remember, it doesn't have to be your problem. It could be like you're sitting like, you know, maybe having your coffee in the morning at a coffee house or something, and, you know, you're at Alien Cafe, and you overhear a conversation, and maybe you hear somebody talking about how they lost $20,000 in the stock market, you know, and you're overhearing this, and you go, oh, my word, you know, you could use the other word there, too, but, you know, you could say, oh, man, that poor person. Well, that means that that's happening to you, too, if you relate to it. There's something along that line of energy, as you tie into it energetically, you're just like they are, but you didn't lose any money yet, okay? Maybe you're only going to lose $5 out of your wallet or something as it falls on the ground. But remember, if you're having a situation that you're listening about from somebody else and it resonates with you and you sort of feel sorry for that person or you tie into it and start to go on that roller coaster ride. Now, let's just say that you're hearing them talk for 10 minutes and you're hearing them talking about how, you know, they needed that money for this, that, and the other, and you're going, oh, my word, that poor person, and, oh, you know, you're catching on, and you're on that ride with them. Well, that means that somewhere in your genetics, it's going to typically happen to you because now you're tying into it, and you took the bait. And just by taking the bait, it's going to activate your DNA, which could be from the past, and it could be from this lifetime. It could be from 10 lifetimes ago, maybe where you lost, you know, something that was precious to you. So that's kind of how these things work. So this is why you want to have your whole lifetime emotional clearing, which can help you out immensely with that so that you're not resonating to other people's stuff. Because their stuff will come into you, which will come into your stuff, and then you're both having fun with your stuff. And normally the end result is a negative situation. That's why after you do your emotional whole lifetime clearing by doing the timeline crashings, it can help you out immensely because it's harder to get abducted that way. So we'll do an emotional clearing now for people who had some kind of situation. Maybe it's not even related to them, but they overheard it. Or they, you know, had something happen to them on a phone call. Somebody called up and said some awful thing to them. Or you heard some awful news. Or maybe just stuff happened to you. So here we go. Think of that situation. And we'll clear it. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Whoa, getting heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I want to do one more thing here, kind of related to this here, and this will be kind of fun. You know, probably in the last few weeks, maybe month or so, you probably saw something like we're talking about on TV, or you heard about something that happened to somebody. Didn't happen to you. It's all remote. So just by hearing it, you're going to, you know, definitely get tied into it. And this could have even happened, you know, 10 years ago. So let's clear away that energy for you. I want you to think of something, and it could just be like gossip. Maybe somebody was talking, you know, people talk and they talk and they talk because the mind chatter, you know, comes out of their mouth, and they want to keep talking and talking, and maybe you heard something that kind of struck a note with you, but never happened to you ever. You just heard something. Remember, whatever you hear will eventually relate to you somewhere. So you pick out something that you heard that never happened to you yet. And we can just say maybe you heard somebody saying that they're going to get a divorce and you've never been married, okay? Now, that energy can still be inside of you. Or maybe you heard about somebody having a car wreck and you never had a car accident yet, okay? And hopefully you won't. But just think of something like that, because we all hear different things. And you can also, you know, if you listen to the news, or, you know, every night it's full of stuff that's happening to somebody. Just take one of those scenarios and clear the energy out of you from that, because you absorbed it. And it could be your next learning experience, okay, coming up, because it activated your DNA. So we'll just see what happens. So this is your test. Hopefully you're all going to get A's on this test here. So here we go. Going to release that energy from you. You have to think of something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, there we go. So see how your body is doing with this here. If you had any kind of reaction to the situation and it seemed like it was very, very distant to you, like that could never happen to me, what has happened to you energetically from your past? Your body's hanging on to it. So we just did a clearing for you, which is very nice because it may not ever show up again. So here we go. We'll see if Carrie's on. Are you out there in cyberspace, Carrie?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and welcome everybody to Wednesday night on BBS with Ron and CLS. I think we actually had a beep, Ron, in there somewhere, so I think we have a caller on the line. Is somebody out there?
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Hi, Larry. I'm fine. How are you doing?
Hi, Larry.
Great, thanks. Yeah, I had a request. A lady, Sally Celia from San Diego, Chula Vista area, she would like to have a healing today. She has a little contradictory nature. She would like to have a healing for that tonight.
Okay. Do you think it's mind looping that you might need, going through the same thoughts over again?
It could be, because when somebody talks to her, she contradicts everything. She looks at the contradiction instead of the... It could be mind looping, because it seems similar to that. Instead of focusing on the main point, she reverses it.
Hmm. Interesting.
Uh-huh.
But we need to do an upside-down mind clearing, don't we? Anyway, I'm just joking, but... Because we have the twisted bodies and stuff like that, and we do ones like that. Anyway, uh-huh. And then a twisted body clearing. Okay, we'll do a mind loop clearing. So here we go, everybody. So think of some thoughts that you have that reoccurs. And they reoccur because they're waiting to express themselves through you. And so with this situation, it would just be something where somebody tends to see it differently. And for them, it might be perfectly fine. So here we go. Clearing this energy. 1, 2, this is a mind loop clearing. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we have another clearing on the website. I'm trying to think what it is. It has to do with negative stuff happening to people. I'm just trying to think what it would be here.
What sort of stuff, Ron, do you mean?
Just negative things happening. It's like a clearing that I put on for people, and this can't be called a name, for people that have a strange experience with something, you know, an extreme experience where it's negative. So we'll do this clearing here. I'm trying to think what the name of this is, but we'll do the clearing for it. It's
I'm
like
blanking.
A inspiration clearing, okay, something like that. But that's not what it's called. But here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Remember, we have that special clearing on the website for situations that are not on the website. So if you need to have a special clearing, it might just be unique to you only. What's on there now is things that people have brought up, you know, more than a few times. That's why we put them on there. But you might have your own special situation. So we have a special clearing for that. Okay, Carrie, back to you. And how is things going, Larry? What do you think?
It sounds very good. Then we have a lady called Linda and from Troy, Missouri, north of St. Louis, and she would like to have a healing. She's been sick and with the flu, and she'd like to have a healing tonight, too.
Okay, so let's get rid of the alien critters that you can't see, the energetic critters that could possibly cause that. So we'll have to go to quarantine. So if anybody has a situation, it could even be like a bee sting or, you know, wasp bite or just some kind of something. We'll do that clearing also at the same time. So here we go. Alien critters that could be causing a situation that becomes physical. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, that's a big one. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. Well, hey, Larry, how's that?
Sounds wonderful. Very, very good. I'm happy about that. And then I had a comment about phonophobia, the fear of free speech. And it seems that aliens are possessing people more than the people are possessing themselves, and it seems like maybe 70-80% of these aliens that are possessing the people, that they have this fear of free speech, and they overthrow free speech. They attack it like zombies. They just go after people and attack and overthrow and destroy free speech, and it's just unreal that relations can't even talk to one another because of this fear of free speech. Can we get some information, maybe a clearing on that too, Ron?
Well, let me think here. What that could sort of be is that you're starting to express yourself more with spirit energy, and or maybe even using another alien race's energy. So let's take the spirit out of the equation here. So let's just say that you got 50 alien races controlling you, but they use mind energy, and each one has mind transmissions to you. That's why it's good to do that free satellite clearing. And we'll say that one race really wants to control you around lunchtime. And they don't want you to do anything but what they want you to think. Another alien race comes in there and says, no, you know, this race is now becoming too strong. And remember, when you normally do anything, you're going to be talking, okay? And that would include speech, right? So when you talk, you have to use different speech patterns. And sometimes, like at the Alien Cafe, you start overhearing conversations that are very related to each other and all of a sudden you realize that there's different, conversations going on between completely different groups or sets of people that don't even know each other. And so maybe this one alien race doesn't want you to be expressive because you may spill the beans of what they're trying to do because the group of their friends, their alien friends, are not in that maybe coffee house or lunch table or something. And so you're starting to talk too much and they want to quiet you down. Or another alien race doesn't want you to talk at all. Remember, they battle each other, you know, and they want you at the very end of the process here because you're their masterpiece. So this could be how that could work, too. So here we go. We'll take away the energies that work with your throat chakra, if we can here, for a little bit anyway, for the alien races controlling your mind and also controlling your vocal cords. Here we go. Do the mind first. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we'll do vocal cords. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, that's a big one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Okay, Larry. See what that does for everybody. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron.
Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
All righty. So we have someone new asking, someone called Seeking Truth, asking, what are timelines? So we better backtrack and just quickly, if you want to explain what a timeline is, Ron.
A timeline is a parallel life. So everybody's heard about parallel lives. Normally people come into our program searching metaphysically. So everybody understands and knows what a parallel life is. So basically a parallel life, if you don't know, is how the aliens abduct you. They create a billboard, we'll say, a movie set, just like what you're living in right now, looks identical. And they abduct you and put you into this parallel lifetime. This is what you have when you have dreams at night, or even daydreams, okay? And so then you're somewhere else in the Beyondo, and what's down here, if you go on the real Earth here, what's here is a clone of you because you're somewhere else. You could be somewhere else with your spirit, and you can be somewhere else with your body, or they can be joined together somewhere else in one place. So we have three different ways of looking at this here. But a parallel life, which is what we do with timeline crashing, the aliens abduct you according to your emotions. So if you're a really emotional person all the time, they love you. You're probably getting a lot of mileage that you don't have, like on your credit card, because you're being transferred a lot into parallel lives. You just don't get the benefit of it because they want to rile you up according to your emotions. So whatever you have down here, remember, as above, so below, and we're below here, we'll say, and when they take you up, then they work on your emotions, set you up in a lifetime, just like you have right now. It's all real. And then they cause you problems. Now, you catch some of those pretty instantly. The term is deja vu. So, or you maybe see something that possibly happened, you know, or could happen. Maybe you saw it a week ago in a vision, which could be like a prophecy, a prediction, okay. They're all kind of similar. So if you saw something and all of a sudden it became real to you, you know, like today or in the future, we'll say, and you're looking back on it, and you go, wow, I thought I'd been here before, you know, or wow, I saw that accident happening, and wow, that's really quite something. Well, that's because you're actually seeing another movie screen of your life, another set, another piece of film footage when you were abducted, and that was a parallel lifetime. Some people actually have it happen quite frequently, or they'll think that, wow, you know, I had this vision and I'm driving my car and I better slow down, and you slow down and all of a sudden you realize that you would have been faster with, you know, your speed by an extra 10 miles an hour or something, you would have been in a car wreck, but you have enough time to stop. Well, that's because you happen to see and have deja vu and you acted upon it. Now, most people in the metaphysical movement would say, oh, your angels and your guides were trying to tell you about this here, and they downloaded you this information to get your attention so that would stop. No, you just happen to see a parallel lifetime. So that's what it is, and you just responded and did what you had to do, and it may have caused you less harm. But on that other situation where that happened, you know, you actually went through that car wreck. In fact, I'll tell you a story which happened to a lady in New York, I'd say 3 years ago probably. Just basically, real quick here, she calls me up and tells me that she said that I was, or that's the first thing. Then she wanted to know, was she in a car wreck or something, basically. And what happened with her, she was driving her vehicle through or approaching an intersection, and she said all of a sudden she saw this truck, somehow it must have got hit or did something or hit the center divider, but she saw it flying in the air. It may have been a delivery truck. She didn't say how big it was, just said it was a truck or a van. And it was off the ground, and she said it was coming right straight toward her window, and I think she had like a minivan. And she said before it got to her, it froze and instantly went straight down and hit the pavement. But when it hit the pavement, it took some chunks out of the road, which put some dings in her bumper. And so she was talking to a friend on the cell phone, and I guess she freaked out and screamed or something, which is a normal reaction. So she pulled to the side of the road. And I did a emotional clearing for her maybe about a week before that, okay? So she was still connected to the light ship. And so that's probably what happened. So what happened was she goes, man, I feel like my body's been, it's hurting a lot of, you know, hurting parts of my body. Well, what happened was, in that parallel lifetime, she did have that truck run into her vehicle, and it basically it did kill her. But, you know, she's feeling the ramifications of having her body hurt. Because I saw her in a hospital in a parallel life with all these tubes hooked up to her. But remember, when that happens to you, which like what happened to her, her spirit came back here completely damaged. And that's why her body was hurting, because the spirit came back with broken bones and whatever it had, and it had to heal itself. And the body can start to heal the spirit a little bit. It works both ways. The spirit heals the body, and then also the body can heal the spirit. So they both kind of work together. And, you know, she felt like she's really bruised up and a lot of stuff happening to her. But that's kind of what happened with her. So that was her parallel life of being killed. Although down here, the light ship protected her, but she had a deja vu scenario, in a sense, as she was talking about it. Not that she said she had that, but she saw that situation kind of happening. And it was real, but, you know, she didn't really understand too much, I think, about how the vehicle stopped in midair and then went straight down to the ground and crashed, okay? She was, you know, just kind of hard to, you know, in her, you know, mental, you know, faculties, it's kind of hard to believe that could happen, you know. But anyway, so that's kind of what happened with her. So that's what happens on parallel lifetime. She had a bleed through. And if the light ship wouldn't have been there to probably catch that situation from happening to her, she would have been dead. So that's kind of what we're talking about parallel lives. And they are real. They're living in the Beyondo on a parallel Earth, a cloned planet, in a cloned body typically, unless you're abducted and you're physical there. And then what's left here is a clone body of you. And your friends won't know the difference because you're going to look the same, talk the same, just a clone of you here. And it will have a memory because as you switch back and forth from a parallel life to being real here, from the beyond all to be here, then that information is transmitted back to your other body. So that's why you want to always put your finger out ahead of you, in front of you, to see where you are. Are you directly on? Are you to the left, being in the past? Or are you on the right, into the future? Your finger should be exactly in front of your face, you know, in front of your nose. about a foot out or so. If you're to the left or the right, then you're not here. You can also pinch yourself gently. You don't want to have a black and blue bruise on you. And if you pinch yourself and you kind of wake up, you feel a little more alert, that means that you weren't here either. And if you look at your eyes, they'll change when you do that. Normally, when you're not here, your eyes are glossed over. And when you're here, they're brighter. So, back to you, Carrie. I hope I answered that question okay. If not, maybe that person can call in and ask some more questions. So,
okay.
We have number three is what you want to call in on line three. So, need more information for the person, you can call us up and ask more questions. So, Carrie, back to you.
All right. So, I'll just add to that for the person that did ask the question that when we dream, we are going into these parallel lives that are on parallel timelines. And Ron has a clearing on his website to help get us off them, and it's called the Timeline Crash, and there's also a Space-Time Crash. We have several timeline questions on the fast chat, Ron, so I'm gonna just jump around a bit and go to those since we're on this topic. But the Timeline Crash that is on the website right now is for emotional issues, so you would go in there. It's an inexpensive one. You can do it for a week or a month. And you just type in an emotion and you start working through as many timelines as you'd like to do on that clearing. There's a drop-down box 1 through 20. So once you've crashed 20 of them, you can start over. And number one would be number 21, and you can work through as many as you'd like and do good emotions, what we consider good, you know, happy emotions, as well as ones that we don't like fear and anger and that kind of thing. So Jane has a question, Trent has a question, and Pete has a question. So I'll do them one at a time, Ron. This is all about timeline crashes. So Jane is asking, do all stresses reside on a timeline?
Yes, they do.
Okay,
so, yeah.
If you feel stressed, you get abducted onto a timeline, right?
Yes, yeah, so you may have different types of stresses, but yeah. Remember, stress is related to something. And so what you'd want to clear, you know, you can clear that on the emotions, so it's still an emotional situation.
Right.
So your stress might just be only a couple of things. Maybe you're stressed out about getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning every day to go to work, you know. And so that would be a common one that you experience every day. So what are the aliens going to look for to stress you out? They want to get you up maybe at 5:30, okay? And so, or maybe they come to you and they shake your bed, put some pins and needles in your feet, and they get you up extra early so you can't sleep well. Maybe the last half an hour when you want to get some good sleep before you get up, they wake you up. And then now you're really upset because, you know, you had to get up to go to work at 6, which you didn't want to do anyway. And now you woke up at 5:30, and it's even worse. Remember, so they get you according to that emotional situation. So there we go. So, yeah, you want to clear that and do as many as you can, you know. But I would just stick with one particular situation of an emotion and do it, you know, 20 times may not even be enough for you. You want to do 50 of these things, and do it until you feel at peace with that issue, okay, with whatever you're typing in. So do it until you feel at peace. Don't just do it two or three times and say, I want to go to another one and another one. No, that's not what it's designed for. It's designed to help you out of your most problematic things. In fact, that clearing, I think, is a problematic clearing we talked about earlier. So, a problematic situation or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, what you want to do is clear it. I've talked to people, and they said that they have done maybe like 80 timeline crashes for a particular thing. And they felt, better for each time that they did it. And then they finally got done, and each one, you know, took some weight off of their shoulders. Another person I was talking with mentioned that they're doing some generational clearings, and the same situation happened to where they felt a little bit of benefit, but they finally got to one of these lifetimes way back when, and all of a sudden, it like went away. They go, wow, it's gone, you know, and I knew that I had to clear more and more, but I don't know how far back to go. I just kept clearing him until, you know, now all of a sudden I can see why, because I probably would have stopped. If I would have used my mind, I would have only did maybe, you know, the first seven generation of clearing, I would have stopped there. But I just kept going because I knew that I was getting a little bit of relief, may not have been much, you know. And then all of a sudden, it's like, well, that's the one, you know. But you have to work your way up to it. So back to you, Terry.
Okay, so the next question about timeline crashes, Trent has, and I'm not sure, I think this may have been written when you were doing the Mind Loop 1 clearing, but he's asking if you can crash a timeline that loops.
Okay, yeah, you find out an emotional issue for that. And then we'll be putting another clearing probably at the end of the month here, I think, after we're done with the 8-hour calls here, maybe in a week or two. But you do want to clear an issue. So mind looping, which would be repetitive thoughts, okay, and that thought would relate to what? Beating yourself up? There's always something there that's emotional with it. Remember, everything, the aliens deal with emotions. So all you have to do is look around and see what situations you're dealing with and what emotion is, you know, what relates to you. You can ask your friends, am I emotional? They'll look at you and say, okay, what's my biggest emotion that I have? What do I do a lot? And they'll tell you, you know. And it may not be what you expected them to tell you, but it'll probably be more truthful. So find out what you need to do, you know, what emotion you want to clear. Because it might not even seem, it might just seem natural to you, you know, if you complain about getting up at 6 o'clock every day to all of your coworkers, you know, they already got deaf ears, you see. But to you, it's a mind loop pattern, and you keep repeating it. And so you may want to put that in, you know, that, you know, your situation is maybe fear of sleep, okay, because you're fear of not getting enough sleep or something. So you have to kind of look a little deeper, and you put that in and just keep clearing it. So, yeah. The mind loop one definitely is there to generate an emotional response from you because you keep the same pattern. This is why we have a natal chart clearing. Natal chart, you can clear patterns like that. Consecutive numbers, if you have that, seeing them all the time. If you have, your name, your address, phone number, et cetera, that's what it's on there for. And that's how they tag you. That's the T-shirt with the bullseye is your natal chart. And the planets connect to you. And it may not even be a planet, but they say that they are. But it's the aliens connecting to you because they know your GPS from those, that information from your natal chart. So back to you again, Carrie.
Okay. Did you want to do a sample of a, if we can think of something, an emotion that we mind loop on to do a timeline crash, or do you want the next question?
Yeah, we could do one. Sure, no problem. We need to think of something. Do you have any ideas?
Okay.
Here we go, everybody. So get your situation ready that you're continuously mind loop on. And here we go. It could even be being indecisive on what you want to eat. You know? I've watched people at restaurants stare at a menu for 5 minutes, you know? Oh, should I get this? Should I get that? No, this is bad for this. This is good for me. No, I better, you know? And I've seen that a lot sometimes with people. So it could be anything. Remember, it's your stuff. Aliens love you for it. Here we go. They'll love you to death. So that's what the light ship does, too, that they love the aliens to death. But the aliens will love you to death. Here we go. Doing a mind loop clearing on whatever you want to bring up, and we'll do a timeline crash for that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll do a space time crash. One, the same issue. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. I'm going to do one more space-time crash. And this one here, and then we'll get the next question. This one here is for you being lost in the Beyondo, getting lost, coming into your body upon birth.
Oh,
maybe
wow.
Maybe some alien race wanted you in place of you coming to your body. Maybe they had other plans for you, so they abducted you in the process of coming from your soul family here on this planet, where all your soulmates are, and somehow they grabbed you. So now you're out in space someplace. So here we go. We'll see what this is like here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. One, two,
oh, boy.
Three.
Right.
How are you doing, Carrie? Five.
A bit oh, boyish.
Yeah, six. Seven. Changing gender, huh? Eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. That's heavy.
Yes, it is.
How are you doing, Carrie?
I agree. That's heavy. Oh, yeah, wow. This ties in with Pete's question, actually.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah. Just a sec. I just have to... I'm really unfocused. Okay, let me find Pete's question real quick. Okay. Ooh. So Pete has been wondering if, and this relates to the new timeline and space-time crash that you've been giving to the people who are doing the 8-hour calls this week, the one that's going out and retrieving our spirit, and I guess body parts, I guess, for our past lives. And Pete is wondering if our spirit is on timelines when we're not in a body, so in between our incarnations, and whether that new timeline and space-time crash clearing for our spirit will get us back, if that's the case. Do you understand that?
Yeah, boy. I'm pretty sure that would do that, yes. Uh-huh.
So what you just did is kind of like right as we're coming into a body, you brought us back. So it's kind of like the very tail end of not being in a body right before we go in one, you just brought us back from. So if we're not having a life, a physical life, and we're in, you know, what we call the afterlife, getting cleaned off and waiting for our next incarnation, basically, in that period of time, if it's time, are we on timeline? Is our spirit on timelines, or is it off timelines then?
Oh, no, the aliens control all timelines. That's all they live on is timelines. So you are on
when
a timeline.
When you don't have a body.
Yeah, when you don't have a body, you're on a timeline.
Okay.
You're always time. That's why your spirit's so confused, because it doesn't understand why it's in time, and it's always dealing with the energy of time, because it can't get into the peace energy to find itself. So that's the problem that the spirit has, because it lost its spiritual integrity with the light, because it's in time now. It can't get out of time. So, yes. And they could be doing stuff to your spirit in between your incarnations here. You could be elsewhere with in the Beyondo doing stuff, too.
Yeah, that's what we've been wondering. Pete's been wondering.
That's what we just did just now, basically. I look at it more like having your spirit being stolen. Remember, the aliens control the timeline, so maybe somebody bought a piece of you in the process of coming down here, but somehow you're left in the Beyondo. They didn't care. They just used you for, you know, a couple of hours and just said, well, that's over with, goodbye, and they kicked you off the ship, and you're out there floating in limbo somewhere in the Beyondo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, very interesting. Yeah, I don't have Fast Chat up, so I guess I must have been tuning into Peter's question somehow.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Well, like I say, where are you when you're not here, you know? If you're being turned off and on and off and on and off and on in the timeline reality, where are you when you're turned off? And how long in that off state is there? Remember, you just think that you're watching the clock going tick-tock, tick-tock, okay? Well, they stop that clock, too. So you may say, well, I can't be gone more than a tenth of a second or something, you know, or a millisecond or a microsecond. No, they can just stop everything, and they can turn it off for years, our time. And you're just going to be there frozen in space because the film strip just, you know, or your DVD went on pause. And then they do what they want with you, rearrange a script or whatever, and then bring you back here again, start it up, and life goes on as normal. So that's, like I say, where are you when you're not here? That's a question that could never be answered. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm still yawning from that. Maria says, I almost yawned inside out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jake's saying, I lose track of where I am in space and time temporarily. Very disorienting. It is. These space-time ones particularly really are very, very strong.
I haven't done before. What we're going to do is put you in your body properly at your birth. Remember, your spirit doesn't always come in properly anyway. You know, normally when you're living, it can come in sideways or upside down or backwards. You can be out on the astral plane and have a knife put through it, and all of a sudden, you know, your torso is one direction and your other parts of your body is another. Maybe you got a sword cutting off your neck and your spirit's neck is backwards. You know, the neck itself and your head goes forward. So a lot of things can happen to us. So let's bring your spirit into your body properly at your birth. Okay, so here we go. We'll just see if you feel anything, everybody. So we're going to, I'll count to 10 to do it slowly to get you in properly at your birth time. Remember, this may affect this time also because energy is energy. So just see how you're feeling. Maybe you have some kind of birth defect, you know, when you were born. Maybe, you know, something happened where your bones weren't right or something, or maybe your hips are out of your joints or something like that, or just some weird thing happened. So your spirit's kind of responsible to give healing to you. And if it wasn't in right, maybe that's why you had your initial birth trauma problem. So here we go. Let's see what happens here. I'm going to count to 10 to make sure that your spirit, going back in time, rewriting your history now, is in your body properly upon your birth. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So we'll see what happens there. If this seems to be effective, I could probably put a clearing up if you guys want that, to where maybe we can go, week by week, you know, for the 9 months there. So we'll just say, 9 times 4. We can do a clearing for, say, 36 weeks or so, where we can make sure that your spirit is connected to, the fetus, and before that, before, maybe, every month, or every week of your life, we'll say, so the spirit is connected to that the body of you, even though it may not be a body early on, but we can do that if you want to do that online. So we'll just see what happens here. That might be an interesting clearing. Maybe you're haunted by something from birth. It could even be like a birthmark or something, you know, or just some kind of weird stuff. You know, I don't know. We'll just see if that's needed by people. So, Carrie, back to you. How are you feeling?
I felt like pins and needles all over my body, and now I have a section on the front of my face, the skin below my mouth and a little off into my cheeks that's very warm and feels not numb but kind of weird. So, yeah, something definitely going. I don't know if it's exactly from that, although the pins and needles waved, not the pins and needles, the goosebumps kind of waved over me. I think the chin stuff was happening before. I'm not sure which of these things is doing which feeling, but definitely a bunch of stuff going on. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm not quite so distracted now. I mean, in the blender. before I forget, I just wanted to say, wanted to ask, did you say that the new time and space crash for the spirit for the past lives, did you say that will do the in-between lives, you thought? Is that what you said? You still there?
Yeah, I don't think it'll do it completely. I may have to do add a clearing for that or something.
Yeah, well, maybe we can add something for in-between on that same clearing.
Yeah, that would possibly work. I just don't know how complex that would actually be on a healing, because it might take a lot of time to do that, because you're definitely, you know nothing about your life when you're not here. Here it's more linear.
Yeah, it might be harder for the light ship to find us.
Yeah, it might be really hard.
I wonder, is it worth trying to do a sample right now or not? Would that be too much? We've got about 5 minutes left on the show.
I think I'll pass on that. With oddball stuff that I need the people to really understand what this show's about, and to really understand that we have problems here, and that's the whole thing. If you feel something, it's real, and you may wish to have a clearing. You may need to have the clearing, but ought to use the word wish. It all depends. There's so many that I have, and which one do you do next? That's the problem. But the main thing is you kind of have to listen to your spirit, talk to your spirit. You know, if you can't hear your spirit at all, and your heart centered, then have the words pop out to you. You know, your spirit can help you some other way besides talking to you. Have the text on the pages jump out or a clearing jump out, and you'd be able to sample something that way too if you don't hear your spirit talking to you. So I'll just bring in some peace energy here, and here we go. Just sit back and relax. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, there we go. So, our next program will be on Friday. Same time, but we're on Station 2 in place of Station 1. We have only that one program that's on Station 2 on Fridays. And then after that, we'll have our Q&A, and that'll be quite interesting. I'm sure that you may have some questions about what we did on this show here tonight. So enjoy having you all online here, and we'll see you later. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, callers.
Thank you,
okay, we'll see you later, everybody. And there's
peace
energy.
Good night.
bring the light beam up and watch the light beam give you peace energy. Blessings.
Thank you.